Greetings. My name is Pastor Rick with Dream Church Podcast. God has given me a yearly devotional on prayer from Genesis to Revelation, guiding you to read and to help you pray daily with a scripture reference, comment, and ending with prayer. May you be encouraged and walk closer to God, and I invite you to walk with me through this journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture reference is for April 3rd. 1 Samuel 12, 18 and 19 says, "Then Samuel called on the Lord, and that same day the Lord sent thunder and rain. So all the people stood in awe of the Lord and of Samuel. The people all said to Samuel, 'Pray to the Lord your God for your servants so that we will not die. For we have added to all our other sins the evil of asking for a king.'" Today's comment: where are the Christians today who have titles as apostles and prophets? Those who believe that signs and wonders follow believers. For Jesus said everything is possible for him who believes. There are many such believers today, but there aren't many such miracles, unless they aren't being publicized. Oh, I believe and hear in the dead being raised. I have seen many healing miracles in my own life. So then, that means the church of today can pray for thunder and rain to come down. Maybe those who do believe might think there has to be a reason to pray that way, or glory has to go to God for such an answer. I am not condemning the church of today. I just want to see the promised signs and wonders of Matthew 10 and 8. I know we should not seek miracles, but the miracle worker. Our passage today said that this will bring awe to the Lord. It also brought repentance and fear of the Lord. Samuel then said to serve the Lord with all your heart. Let us today do so. He said to turn away from your useless idols. Let us remove any idols or distractions from our walk of faith so that signs and wonders will follow. For the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. How much more today for us? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us the apple of your eye, the sheep of your pasture. Forgive us for having wrong motives or selfish expectations. We cannot order you to do anything. You have given us faith to believe that with God nothing is impossible. Help us to pray in Jesus' name for mighty miracles to be seen and done for the benefit and increase of your kingdom. Help me to overcome my unbelief. It's not if you can, but yes, you can. In Jesus' name, I will be stretched and pliable for the glory of God. Amen.